This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And on that note, on that beautiful note, ladies and gentlemen, we have the new Vice Chancellor and Principal of Imangosuthu University of Technology. And it seems like I've got her on air, online. I don't know if she can hear me. Prof, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio, Vice Chancellor and Principal of MUT Radio, of MUT.
Thank you so much. Yes, I am online and I can hear you very well. Thank you.
Wow,
it's
man.
It's really happening to hear the administrator, Professor Lawrence van Staden, announcing that I was found to be the most suitable person to lead MUT. So indeed, it gives me a pleasure and it is humbling. And I must indicate that leading MUT, the only public university located in the South African township, it is really humbling for me, especially as a person that was born, raised at Umlazi, the third largest township in South Africa.
Wow, Prof. I know that you touched on a lot of priorities on the presentation on that day, on the 23rd of July. But just briefly, Prof, about maybe how are you focusing on the to address the needs of our students and staff?
In my presentation, I did map out the short-term goal and the long-term goals. And as part of the short-term goals, I did indicate that my focus will be on governance, systems and processes, as well as improving the muscle, the financial muscle of MUT, as well as reviving the academic project, which is the main core business of the university. And currently, the academic project is compromised. So that would be my priority, as well as the digital transformation to implement the net effect for sustainable development. And then lastly, I did indicate that my focus will be on enhancing partnership, which is goal number 17 of the sustainable goals, development goals.
No, Prof. No, we really appreciate Neskat Sako, Prof. We just wanted to congratulate you live on air on MUT Radio. I'm sure you must be excited, but obviously anxious. We understand the roles of being the Vice Chancellor. It's from now onwards, ukusebenza one way. So we really appreciate Neskat Sako and congratulations once again, Prof.
Thank you so much. And maybe before I leave,
yes,
I want to commit that I will ensure that MUT is taken to the greatest height under my leadership. I will provide a strategic direction in such a way that it moves from where it is. But of course, I will not be able to do this alone. We will all need to join hands as MUT community, as well as our key stakeholder partners. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prof. We really appreciate this, Kat Sako. Congratulations once again.
Thank you so much. I feel so humbled. I will have a very exciting weekend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. That's amazing. That is Prof. Nokutula Sibiya, the new Vice Chancellor and Principal of Imangosuthu University of Technology. Prof. Ge is not new when it comes to higher education. Prof. was once a lecturer back in 1993. Prof. Maikala, why lecturer Prince Mshiyeni campus. And then go 2003, she was the head of nursing department at Durban University of Technology, and later on, go 2017, Executive Dean wakhona lapana at Durban University of Technology. In September 2022, Prof. Uye waba deputy, wa appointed as the Deputy Vice Chancellor and kwa Research, Innovation and Engagement kona la Imangosuthu University of Technology. And then on the 9th of May, Prof. was appointed now as the Acting Vice Chancellor and Principal of Imangosuthu University of Technology. Today, she is officially appointed as the Vice Chancellor of Imangosuthu University of Technology. Shout out to Prof.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.